It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be in Toronto. You could be in Miami. You could be in Maine, Portland, Maine. You could be in Portland, Oregon. You could be in Vancouver, Hawaii, Alaska. You could be in San Diego. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you for being here. Big thank you. You can always listen to the show. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific every single weekday. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app. It's free. FreeAudacy. Free Odyssey app. Yeah, search it. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Search it. Google it. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. That is self-explanatory. If you got Sirius, channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker at home, at work, in the shop, at whatever, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be here for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. There's a lot going on, too. Oh, no, double play. Oh, no, one out. Right, how about this? Not fun for the New York Yankees right now. They're behind. Kansas City Royals. Kansas City Royals lead the Yankees 4-1. It's the bottom of the fourth. There's one out, one Yankee on base. Yankees had to do a whole lot of back and forth with the Kansas City Chiefs to end up winning this past Saturday. So this is the second baseball game of the night. The Royals are trying to tie up this five-game series, and the New York Yankees are trying to take a 2-0 series lead. Meanwhile, earlier today, we had another game that took place in Major League Baseball. The Detroit Tigers ended up tying up their series in Cleveland against the Guardians. You can thank Kerry Carpenter. This man hit a three-run bomb in the top of the ninth, gave the Tigers a 3-0 lead, which they ultimately won the game with. Take a listen. This home run won it all and tied up the series. This is courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
2-2, Sweeney takes off, fly ball right field. This one's deep. Going back is Brennan. He's looking up, and it's gone! Oh, man! Kerry Carpenter with two outs in the ninth. A three-run bomb, and the Tigers take the lead 3-0.
Yeah, they go to Detroit, and they play on Wednesday. Now, the thing about Detroit is when Scooble is not pitching, how the hell do you slap the rest of these games together? I have no idea. Hickey, they're going to be giving you a call if you're not busy.
Hey, I'm ready. I can throw a few pitches. Maybe it'll be like Rookie of the Year when it's so slow that they still can't hit it.
Didn't they have to break? Didn't his arm break before he was good?
Right, and then he hurt it again, right? And then he all of a sudden just started throwing meatballs at the end.
So there's not enough time for us to break your arm?
No, but I'm saying at the end, like when he threw it so slow, like I'll be throwing it so slow that maybe that will throw the hitters off because they're used to like 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. And here I come at like 65. Maybe their timing will be so thrown off that I'll be untouchable.
You're going to throw a series of Ephus pitches, huh?
Ephus, maybe, getting it, crazy little two-seam fastball here, work the hands, nibble the corners.
A little R.A. Dickey, the good version.
Yeah, changeup.
2020 victory, R.A. Dickey.
On the Mets?
Yeah, what that knuckleball look like? Yeah, what's that knuckleball look like? Good?
Well, no, I have no idea how to throw one. But maybe on accident I'll figure it out and all of a sudden I'll be even more untouchable.
With the knuckleball, instead of putting the middle finger and the index, you just put your knuckles in there and just throw it. And he don't even know where it's going.
Catcher doesn't. Umpire doesn't. Hitter certainly doesn't. No one does.
Yeah. Yeah, God bless Wakefield and R.A. Dickey. What's he doing right now?
He seems like someone who'd be living on some sort of ranch slash farm.
He's fishing.
Fishing, that's absolutely could be true, too. And just living his best life.
Throwing rocks. Fishing.
You think if he skips rocks, is it like in the knuckle form, too? Like he knuckles the rocks in there?
Over the water?
Yeah, or can he, throw the ball normal?
I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't want to throw another ball in his life. He probably don't want to throw nothing. Just fishing. You think he's watching football right now? Football in the World Series. Football in the playoffs?
Good question. No. I could see him checking completely out and having no idea who's even in the league anymore.
He has a flip phone. Yeah, I could too. I could too. Hey, speaking of what's going on, Derek Carr doesn't know what's going on either. He's in the football game. The Kansas City Chiefs currently lead the New Orleans Saints 10-0. Kareem Hunt out there getting that work in. You know, Pacheco is probably going to be out until the end of the season. Kareem Hunt, a 5-yard touchdown run. Harrison Butker adding a field goal. And Derek Carr adding an interception that led to the score. And so Kansas City leads 10-0. But just, you don't want to give them the ball, man. You don't want to give them a damn chance or an opportunity. And there we have it. So anyway, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The New York Yankees were just set down 4-1, and we'll see what takes place as that game continues on. We'll keep you up to date on both Kansas City games as the Chiefs are taking on the Saints and the Royals are taking on the Yankees. We'll keep you going as we roll there. You know what? Let's keep you going because we've talked about a lot all show. This has been one of the busiest sports weekends that I can remember in quite some time. From some of the surprise victories on a college football scene to the even the crazy football Sunday that started in London and ended late at night in Pittsburgh, it's been quite busy. But let's get some word on some of these quarterbacks. Some of these quarterbacks today that might have been, let's just say, on the bubble to continue starting. I told you about how bad some of these QBs have been. Let's start off in I don't know. Hickey, what bad team you want to start with?
You want to start in Pittsburgh?
Oh crap! We got to go right to Russell Wilson taking this man's job.
I mean, you talked about situations where guys trying to hold on for dear life. Fields is one of those guys.
Yeah, you're right. The Cowboys beat the Steelers early this morning at 1 a.m. The final score was 20-17. Justin Fields is fumbling the ball all over the place, and Mike Tomlin is having to answer questions about whether or not, you know, Justin Fields is going to be the guy or Russell Wilson is ultimately going to take over. I'll tell you what doesn't make too much sense. Justin Fields trying to answer the question about what the hell their identity is and who the hell the Pittsburgh Steelers are. If you can decipher his answer, good for you. Listen to this man.
What are the identity options in football? I've never heard of a team having an identity. I think we have an identity. I just don't know, what it is. Like, I've never heard necessarily an option for, you know, an identity. I think we ran the ball well today. Like I said, I think we just missed shots and, you know, shot ourselves in the foot again. So, I don't think, you know, we're one of those teams looking for our identity. I think we know who we are. We're a team that, you know, predicates on, you know, running the football and staying on schedule on first and second down and then executing on third down. But we just didn't, you know, get the job done. So I don't know the words to, you know, necessarily label the identity, but those are some, you know, intangibles and characteristics of, you know, who we are as an offense.
Man, that guy's talking like a dude who knows he's going to get the bench. Hickey, Russell Wilson actually looked happy, not while they were losing, but. You know, he walked around like a guy who knew, hey, I'm going to get my shot and my chance. And he should. I mean, for his resume, they're going to give him a crack.
And with how this offense has played so far, I don't think he'll do much better, but he absolutely deserves at least a chance to show what he can do because Fields has not exactly run away with the job whatsoever.
Yeah, after a 3-0 start, it ain't looking good there. I'll tell you somebody who is looking good right now, Dak Prescott, especially after throwing that game-winning touchdown to Jalen Tolbert. Mike McCarthy, whose butt is on the line, probably going to get fired at the end of the season whenever it ends for the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy said, man, I love Dak. I love him.
I thought he played very well. Again, he kept us, you know, in the game. We were extremely productive against a really good defense. You know, we moved up and down the field. We got to score points in the red zone, and most importantly, we got to get rid of these penalties. You know, these not only the number, but the critical penalties on, you know, third down and red zone. That's been our challenge all year, and it was a little bit of a challenge tonight. But that's a hell of a team win for us.
Hickey, you know one guy we didn't hear of today?
Who's that?
Jared Jones.
Hope he's okay.
No, I'm just, I hope he is, but I guess he's only relevant when they lose, right? I guess,
yeah, no one really cares about his praise for the Cowboys. It's only when things go wrong, what does he have to say? Who's he going to throw into the bus? You're right about that.
Himself? Well, last week he did, but I don't know. He should just walk around when they win and take credit for the victories, too. I wonder how that would go.
Why not? Yeah. Why not, Jerry? Come on.
I'm sure he does it privately.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he pats himself on the back privately. Well, this is the same owner of a team who thinks his squad is in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs, or it's been in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs, being the fact that he is, he's delusional. That's it. Anyway, hey, speaking of the NFC East, let's talk about a good team in the NFC East, not the Giants. I'm talking about Washington, because they beat the Browns 34-13. Jaden Daniels didn't have the greatest of games. This guy was used to going out there and just completing 80% of his passes. Had 82 yards rushing yesterday to go along with 328 passing yards. And he knocked off the crap Browns. And this is a young guy who's in the lead for Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you got to appreciate what he's doing for the Commanders and the fact that he understands that, yeah, we're winning right now, but we can still get better. Good for him. I like this guy.
We got to be better. And that starts with me. That starts with the whole team. We got to hold ourselves to a high standard, take accountability. But, man, it just says that we're going to fight and we're going to be able to battle through adversity no matter wins or losses. We're not going to give up or anything like that.
Well, it's crazy. The Commanders are 4-1. The Browns are 1-4. They're paying this worn-out quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who got sacked 7 times yesterday. They're paying this dude $230 million guaranteed for them to be a bunch of losers. And Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, he spoke to the media today, and he said, "Nah, I'm not putting Jameis Winston in the game. I'm sticking with this guy. Listen.
This is not a one-person type of deal. When we're playing how we're playing on offense, we need everybody to do their job and do their job better. And I look at myself and how I can do that. But I believe in Deshaun. I believe in what he brings to this offense, and I believe he will play better.
And is the decision to stick with him yours exclusively?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the question. As you guys know, I make decisions for our football team, but I obviously consult with Andrew. We talk about everything that goes on with our football team, but ultimately it's my decision, yes.
Yeah, let's just see how far the dumpster fire can just continue to roll on down the road. At least you can't roll a dumpster through the ocean. That's what the New York Jets are. They're a dumpster fire. They got to take a plane. They had to take a plane to come back home. Aaron Rodgers, 3 interceptions yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. The New York Jets now have a record of 2-3. Aaron Rodgers is probably, well, he probably begged the whole plane ride, what's going on with Devontae Adams? But I give Aaron Rodgers credit. There aren't too many times where he says that I sucked, and that's what he said after they lost to Minnesota.
Obviously, that was below my standard. I just found out I've never thrown 2 picks in the first quarter before, so that's a first. One of us cost, obviously, 7, and the other, you know, could cost 3. So in a game where you lose by 6, you know, plays like that are exponentially highlighted. So 3 turnovers for me is definitely out of character, and I'm disappointed.
Yeah, well. Welcome to the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers. You fit in. Aaron Rodgers is undisciplined in a different way. He does not know how or when to shut up. He doesn't. Yeah, let's close on the New York Jets rival, the New England Patriots, because they stink too. They're worse than the Jets. They might be the worst team in the NFL. Hickey, flip a coin. Is it the Patriots or is it the Panthers?
I would still say the Panthers slightly.
Yeah, I'd agree. Dolphins beat the Patriots yesterday 15-10. Ouch, 10 points. The modern NFL, pathetic. Jacoby Brissett only passed for 160 yards. People are asking when Drake May is going to get a chance. When is he going to get an opportunity? And Gerard Mayo talking to WEEI up in New England. He said, come on, guys. Jacoby Brissett's been taking a beating. It's not just all his fault. It's his fault, but not all of it. Listen.
Look, one thing I would say about Jacoby, and I've said this time and time again, and even yesterday he was hit quite a bit. Look, I admire his toughness and, you know, being able to get back up and continue to play the game. He made some good throws yesterday. He also missed some throws, and that has shown up, you know, pretty, you know, all season. Now, in saying that, you know, he's been hammered back there in the pocket, and I think it's unfair to sit here and be too critical of him, but at the same time recognizing to give this team the best chance to win, we have to be able to throw the ball. And so, like I said earlier, you know, it's a solution-based business, and we got to find solutions as coaches.
Okay. All right. There's no solution for the Patriots. The solution for the New England Patriots is to get better players. That's it. And guess what? Getting better players, it takes time. Time that they don't have right now. Not for this season, at least. And take your time on Drake May. Don't let that man go out there and get his ass whooped. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to have a conversation. Well, a quick one. Because Woj left ESPN to be a general manager at a minuscule school in Western New York. Sorry, Bonaventure, my bad. But anyway, ESPN has already hired his replacement. Who's going to break the news? I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break. And then Woj also had some words for his replacement. We'll talk about that. We talked already about LeBron James, his son, making his debut. We'll give you an update on what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs. What the hell is going on right now on Monday Night Football? I'll give you an update on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to let you about this portion of the show. It's brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The New York Yankees trail the Kansas City Royals at home at Yankee Stadium 4-1. Yankees just got sat down in the fifth inning. We're moving towards the top of the sixth, and the Royals are trying to tie up this series with the Yankees at 1-1. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, to the shock of nobody, the Chiefs are just flipping the ball all over the place and trying to get another score up on the board. Kansas City leads New Orleans 10-7. Okay, 10-7 right now. Kareem Hunt had a rushing touchdown. Rashid Shaheed caught a 43-yard touchdown pass from Derek Carr, make the score 10-7. A little less than 3 minutes to go here in the game. And Kansas City trying to put some more points up on the board. We'll keep you up to date on both games as they continue on. A matter of fact, Marco Belletti will be here shortly to give you an update on everything that has taken place in the world of sports. You know, earlier on in the show, we talked about Bronny James making his debut with his dad, LeBron. And Bronny James, well, he's not NBA ready, but he's certainly out there in the preseason. And Hickey and I talked about whether or not he was going to get or when he was going to get that shot, that opportunity, that photo op. Let's be real. It's a photo op to see LeBron James and his son on the court at the same time. And Hickey, I got to be honest. I've been waiting on this for years. I always said how cool it would be. You know, LeBron's son was an All-American. You know, he's been playing basketball his whole life. He's been traveling on the AAU circuit. He was looking like a good point guard. And things went off the rails when he had the heart issue and then couldn't play and then played at USC. And it didn't look good coming off of that. The team didn't look good. It's not just his fault. He looked good with some of the physical stuff at the combine. Didn't play all that well, really, at Summer League. And so now we're finally getting closer to this moment of the two Jameses being on the court at the same time. And I got to admit, some of the juice has been sucked out of it because Bronny doesn't appear ready, and so it takes some of the steam out of the whole situation. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Because it's like one thing, he's earned it, and this is so cool, but everybody knows why the Lakers drafted him. Everybody knows why he's even right now on a roster. Everybody knows why he entered the draft. So it feels like it's almost in a way rigging the system. So it's like, yeah, sure, they'll make history. And it's like, yeah, I mean, overall, it's so hard to do that it's still somewhat cool. But, like, it can't feel real. Like, it can't feel authentic, which I think 100% is a great point by you. Like, it does take away some of the specialty of the moment because we know deep down, yeah, it's happening, but it's not really happening how it's supposed to happen, which is earn your way to the league, which we know Bronny has not done.
Yeah, he wasn't a number one draft pick. He didn't have a great college career one season. And so he's there. Now, we did get a report last week, and I don't know why all of a sudden at this point in time. The Golden State Warriors entertained drafting Bronny James at number 52 overall? But they didn't draft him out of respect for LeBron. What was Bronny James going to do on the Golden State Warriors roster? What, sit in a G League too? Like, he's going to play? Like, he hasn't looked good. And that's not to say that he won't be a decent NBA player or a bench guy. We don't know. I just know right now he doesn't look good. And most guys who end up looking good or being an all-star, developing into that, they're doing something already. And he had three block shots. Great. He has great athleticism. He's smart. But he has to catch up to the game. He's turning the ball over. He's missing the shots. I'm sure nerves are involved. I'd love to see him succeed. I just don't. Some of the life has been sucked out of this. And what thought was going to be, oh, man, I can't wait to see these two play together. It's kind of like, all right, I don't want to call him a charity case, but he kind of is. Sorry. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Good on Bronny James. He's playing with his dad. Now let's see when we get the photo op and they send him out to the G League team. Now, earlier today, we got a little bit of a message. We know that Woj decided to step away from ESPN. Left $7 million on the table per year to sit around and be a human computer and press box for all of the GMs and the teams. He's gone. General manager at St. Bonaventure in Western New York. Good for him. This man can finally put his phone down and have dinner with his wife and his kids. God bless him. It's nice to put the stupid phone down. This man is not putting his phone down. He's basically taking the job as the lead NBA insider for ESPN. His name is Shams Charania. He went online. He told everybody he's taking this job, this opportunity is been announced in several places. And you want to know who had a reaction to it? Woj, who at one point in time, they worked together at Yahoo. And at the same time, you heard through the grapevine, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I've never met Woj. I've spoken to Shams a few times, had him on the air here. Woj was on Jim Rome's show. And Woj had a reaction about Shams getting that ESPN job. Listen to this.
Shams texted me after I announced my retirement. And, you know, what I told him is what I would say today, that I hope he has as fulfilling and as rewarding of a career as I've had. And I certainly wish that for him. And he's right about the incredible group of colleagues that he's going to find at ESPN, the best of the best, incredible reporters, on-air talent. And so, you know, for me, that was always the best part of working at ESPN, where the colleagues who elevate you, you're around the best of the best. And that was true on the NBA. And then that was true being around Schefter and Thamel and Passan and those guys. So wish him the best. And he's got a great team around him at ESPN.
Okay. Hickey, is that a bit much? Hey, kid, I hope you're as good as I was. Isn't that like, no, is that just me?
I kind of took it as someone who has lived the grind and now does feel fulfilled doing something else and is just trying to pass along some wisdom and like some true heartfelt well wishes because now they're no longer competitors. So I think maybe I'm naive. I take it more as him wishing them well.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds like fluff to me. It's like, I don't want the job anymore. I hope you do good at it. Like, whatever. I don't know. Especially for two guys here that don't like each other. I don't know. Somebody takes your job. I hope you do as good as I did. Anyway, now that there's no competition, it's like, is there going to be somebody else that's going to start scooping people?
Like, is there even a third person?
I don't know. Do we need one? I don't think we need too many of these people at all.
I mean, having the balance out there is always good because, I mean, we do know sometimes these guys work as mouthpieces. So sometimes not only are they getting the news out there, but putting a certain spin on it because that helps one side more than the other. Or I think you can have some balance and maybe having another newsbreaker in the space that can maybe provide, if, you know, one guy is tight with agents, another guy can be tight with GMs, give, you know, both sides of the coin here.
Oh, wow. I'm going to ignore all of them, man. I'm serious. I don't need these stupid alerts popping up on my phone. I like to be, if I could live in a world and be phoneless, which doesn't exist, I would. There's so many messages. Do I need to know the exact moment that a guy got traded? Can I not just find out, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes later if I check my phone? Is it necessary? Like, when I'm here on the air, I'm looking at everything all day. But through the course of the day, I'm always looking at stuff. I don't need to know that exact second, that exact moment. I don't know. Sham says something, I'm fine looking at it on Twitter or X a few minutes later. I'm okay with that. Hey, good luck to him. I assume he's going to be on TV all the time and all his other stuff, right?
I would definitely assume so.
Yeah. Good for him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a lot going on. What is this Derek Carr guy doing? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we got Monday Night Football. We got the New York Yankees trying to get some runs. Marco Belletti, what the hell is going on with the Yankees? What are they doing?
They're tight is what they're doing. They were tight in game one and they were able to win ugly, and they're tight in game two and it's not looking good.
Is Aaron Judge allergic to the postseason? He's allergic.
A little bit. He's in between. He's complete. And that's the worst spot to be for a hitter. He's behind every fastball and he's out in front of every breaking ball. And if you read his body language, he knows he's not locked in because even pitches that he takes, he's still lunging. He knows he's, for whatever reason, whether it's the layoff, whether it's the playoffs, he is not comfortable in the box, and that's a bad sign.
He can't call Derek Jeter for tips? Come on now.
You can talk about it all you want. So you actually have to do it? Totally different.
He can't embody the soul of Derek Jeter?
Doesn't work.
Come on. Derek Jeter seemed like he got every hit. The guy had every important hit possible all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Aaron Judge can't have 50% of that.
Some guys are built for it and some guys aren't. We'll find out if Judge has got anything in him to be able to do that. But Jeter, you knew it because he wasn't worried about. Jeter was weird, man. He never, and again, some guys are built like this. He didn't worry about failure. If I fail, I fail. But I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be who I am. Some guys get caught in their head and they only think about the failure.
Listen, nobody's going to start caring about 60 home runs every year if you can't hit in the postseason, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the back page. What are they going to call him? I don't know. They're going to say something stupid about him.
Well, you can't be Mr. May. You want to be Mr. June?
Oh, ouch. 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 He's so beloved, though. You think he'll get a break?
No. There are no breaks.
No, not him.
There are no breaks, JR. There are no breaks.
I feel he's been even more positive and without winning than Derek Jeter, no?
Yeah, but Jeter won. Doesn't matter.
Right.
If the Yankees win in spite of Judge, there's your break. You get to ride in the parade and the float, and you get to, you know, revel in the parade, and it doesn't matter that you didn't really contribute.
Well, no, he'd say, I got us here. I got us here, and y'all took us over the finish line.
Whatever way you want to spin it to yourself, they will cheer you, and it doesn't matter. They'll mutter, well, you didn't really help, but then it's okay. If you don't win and you don't contribute? No. There's no pass.
I think Judge is the one guy. Even if they're nasty to him, they'll give him a nasty headline, but he'll just be reminded of it all regular season long. That's it. Such a nice guy. Nice guy. Nice guys, you know, works for him. Got himself a new contract, and he'll be a Yankee forever. He just got to win one. He just has to have one good postseason. Maybe not this one, but we'll see. Still plenty of time.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Those are always the best. When people are just like, I ain't calling nobody, but I'm gonna talk to you. You know, it's nice. Hickey, I got a nice note last week. I want to say a big, I'm going to call her Angie because she wrote me an email. And shout outs to Angie if you're listening right now. Angie says that she rides with her husband as he DoorDashes. She says they've been married 29 years and she rides with her husband while he DoorDashes. She says they have so much fun listening to the show. She's a hardcore Dallas Cowboys fan. And she says they just ride around and they listen to me while he does the work.
That is cool. That's a nice way to spend some quality time together.
Yeah, that's cool. God bless y'all. Hey, shout outs to Angie and her her husband. Get all that money. And if you out there in the back of somebody's Uber or whatever, make sure you tip them nice if they're driving crazy. Or they're not driving crazy. If they're driving crazy, don't tip them. That sucks. Hickey, when you're in the back of somebody's car and they're driving like a nut, you just gotta grip the side of the door. You can't do anything, right?
I mean, you could say something. I would never.
You're not a hostage back there?
Technically, no, but it feels like it, doesn't it?
Oh, man. You feel, because it's their car. You feel like you, I don't know, it's a little less personal than getting in a cab, right? Or more personal? Like, if I get in a cab, it's like, dude, turn the AC up. Turn it up. Close these windows. If I get in an Uber, and I do the Uber where you have the presets, Hickey, sometimes it'll be like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I don't want to talk to anybody. And so the Uber, the note will say, this guy doesn't want to talk. Turn the AC up. Hickey, one day I got in a car, and the Uber driver, he had all of the windows down. Hickey, it was humid as hell outside. Like, I just packed a bag. I'm getting in the car. I just wanted some AC. He had all the windows. Hickey, I asked him, hey, would you mind turning the air on? I don't know if he didn't hear me or understand. And Hickey, I just quit. I said something to him once, and I don't think he understood, and I just suffered. I was like, all right, whatever.
Damn. That's tough. But, yeah, I would agree in terms of nothing else you can do. I wouldn't fight it. I guess you're going to say, all right, I guess I'm going to sweat now. Being super drenched. Thanks.
I think I told one person one time, I think I asked them to slow down. But I'd rather have that than the opposite. Somebody who's just driving like there's not a care in the world. I thought if you're an Uber driver, I know we got Uber drivers listening. If you're an Uber driver, don't you want to get from point A to point B so you can get another ride?
Yes.
Safely?
Safely, of course. Yes. Yeah. But you're right. Like, it's like pick up, drop off, right? As soon as I drop you off, I can get somebody else, make more money. Some people do not operate that way. You're absolutely right, and it is maddening.
Yeah, this guy was on a highway with the guy, and I'm like, oh, my God. Put your foot. Hickey, I felt like he could have turned me around to my house. I could have gotten my own car and still beat him in a race. It was just sad. Anyway. Shout outs to all the Uber drivers out there. Y'all be safe. And if you got a good Uber driver or they delivered your food or whatever, make sure you tip them. Give them that money. 855-212-4227. Right now, New York Yankees is still trying to get some points up on the board. Kansas City leads them 4-1. It's the top of the seventh. The Yankees are running out of outs. And it's halftime in Kansas City. The Chiefs lead New Orleans 16-7. Unless the Kansas City Chiefs just fall apart, choke. Come on now. Kansas City's going to win this one. And they're going to go up to 5-0. Let's see if New Orleans can bounce back and shock the world. If New Orleans loses, they fall to 2-3 on the season. Those are things to look forward to. Well, over the next couple of hours or hour or so. But right now, it's the end of the show, and that means it's time for us to go back in time. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to go back in time. Today is Monday, October 7th. The year is 2024. And it's time to take a look at a few things that happened this day, past years, in sports. Damn it, let's go back to 1916. If you remember this, raise your hand or take a nap. Because in 1916, Georgia Tech beat Cumberland. Hickey, is this right? 222-0? 222?
Still stands as the biggest win ever.
Wow.
It's an efficient offense right there. 222 points in 60 minutes?
Who was playing for Cumberland? Like toddlers? Like how do you do that?
Has to be. Something like that. Farmers. Nerds.
220-0? Hickey said it. Most lopsided score in college football history. Damn. Hey, let's fast forward a few years. 1916 to 1995. Because on October 7th, shout outs to an HBCU head coach, Eddie Robinson, first college coach to get his 400th career victory. Grambling, shout outs to the Tigers. They beat Mississippi Valley State 42-6. Not the same type of beating. Now, Eddie Robinson did this in 1995. I want you to take a listen to the College Football Hall of Fame showing love to Eddie Robinson.
Grambling coach Eddie Robinson coached for 55 seasons in a sport that had a 128-year history. While he did not invent the sport, he did make it better. Small-time Grambling played all over the world, and hundreds of his players would play professionally. Joe Paterno called Eddie Robinson one of my personal heroes. On the field, he retired as college football's all-time winningest coach. He won 17 conference titles and 9 Black College national championships.
Well, you heard Joe Paterno. He finished with 409 victories. John Gagliardi had 489. I'll leave that alone. October 7, 2001, Ricky Henderson and Tony Gwynn's final game as well. Ricky Henderson playing for the Padres got his 3,000th hit, 25th player to do so. Listen to this.
And a fly ball, right field. Is it going to fall? Is it going to fall? There it is! There it is! Number 3,000 for Ricky Henderson. And the Padres come screaming out of the dugout to congratulate their teammate who in his first at bat has garnered his 3,000th career hit.
Yeah, Ricky Henderson is in the Hall of Fame. I still don't know if he ever formally retired. And by the way, Colorado beat the Padres 14-5. As I told you, that was Tony Gwynn's final game as well. October 7th, the year is 2017. Alex Ovechkin, no teeth, no front teeth. This man became the first player in 100 years to open up a season with back-to-back hat tricks. He did it literally in the span of 13 minutes. He ended one game against Ottawa and had 3 goals, and he opened up the next game against the Canadiens and had 3 goals. This man was a goal-scoring machine. He was feeling it. Take a listen to this highlight. This pretty much set him up for his second hat trick. This is on NBC Sports Washington.
Bluffs the slapper. Kuznetsov fires. Score! Did. Wow. Another hat trick for Alex Ovechkin.
Just enough, and then just misses the glove of Carey Price, and the Caps are up by a 4 spot. The hats are raining down here at Washington at Capital One Arena.
Well, now he being Alex Ovechkin, he's still trying to get to Wayne Gretzky most goals all time. The great one has 894 career goals. Alex Ovechkin has 853. Hickey, I want Wayne to keep this one.
Yeah, you want Alex to be number two?
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Yeah, he could be number two forever. I like Wayne Gretzky. Let Wayne keep this one. I'm going to be sad. Do people like Alex Ovechkin? People love Wayne Gretzky. Like, I love him. I love him. I watched him growing up. Who cares about Alex Ovechkin
in America? I like Alex Ovechkin.
In America?
I mean, not as much as Wayne Gretzky people in terms of that, but I also kind of like records being broken, something to watch. I'm going to root for him.
Not his. Not his.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, I like Wayne. I like Wayne so much, let Wayne keep his record. Anyway, it's been a fun show. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. It's done. It's finished. The Yankees are still losing 4-1. The Yankees are losing to the Royals 4-1. And the Chiefs, they're beating up right now. Not beating up, but they're beating up on the Saints 16-7 at halftime. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got more baseball. Let's check Hickey's heart tomorrow as the Mets continue on in the postseason. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Don't move because I said so. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Catch you tomorrow.